Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to say it's an exciting day for us. You know, we feel like the guy we got was the best guy on our board. And, you know, as you've heard so many different times, he's a dynamic football player. And as I said, when you turn on the film and watch Vaughn, you didn't even really have to know what number he was. That's how much faster he was moving than everybody else. So we're really excited about having Vaughn. He's going to be a great football player. But even more importantly than that, he's a great person. And I think that he's going to represent the Denver Broncos very well, represent the Broncos in this community like we expect him to, and is going to be a great addition, not only as a football player to the Denver Broncos, but as a person. So with that said, I'd like to introduce Vaughn Miller.
Howdy. It's been pretty crazy. It's it's beyond, a dream. I never expected, for this opportunity, and I'm just appreciative, to get this chance to contribute to a great team and contribute to wins. I got to meet Brian Dawkins and Lindell White, and I got to meet a lot of the great guys. This is where I'm here. I'm a team guy, so it was good to get my teammates, my brothers in there, and to start off a new relationship and new networks with my new teammates.
Did you know Dawkins previously?
I've been following football for a long time, so I know Brian Dawkins. I don't know him personally, but I know him.
What is staying in school and seeing what it did for you as a player, person, and the college coach was saying that your maturity really blossomed. Can you speak to what that meant?
I'm coming back from my senior year. I had first and foremost, I got closer to to getting my degree, and I just enjoyed being in College Station. College Station is a great place. Texas A&M is a great school with a real tradition. We got a real tradition traditions that's over 100 years old, and I really enjoy being a part of that. I really enjoy being with my teammates there. I was there with three other guys that went to my high school, so I really enjoy being with all those guys, being with my teammates and my brothers there. I think I improved quite a bit. I played a true linebacker role my senior year, which allowed me, to work on new responsibilities, dropping back into coverage, taking care of the slot receiver, rushing off the edge. I had a lot more responsibilities that got me ready, to play in the National Football League. And, it was great. I matured a lot. I was a team captain my senior year, which I'm very, very grateful for. My teammates voted me a team captain. I was able, to mentor some of the younger guys there. And I think it helped a lot coming back from my senior year. It allowed me another year to mature and, get ready for this league.
Your college coach said, Sherman said that when he was talking to you last year, he said that if you came back, it was going to be harder on you than he had been previous years. Did you sense that?
Oh yeah, Coach Sherman. He's the first time I met Coach Sherman, he told me what did I want out this game, and I told him I want to be a great football player, and he always held me to that standard. So coming back from my senior year, he held me to that standard. He told me what I had to do to be the player that I want to be. He gave me great advice. He never ever steered me in the wrong direction. He's been involved in every major decision that I've had. And it's a blessing to have a coach like that, who's played in the National Football League, and he can give you – well, he didn't play in the National League. He coached and head coach for the Green Bay Packers and the National Football League, and to give you great advice and, We got a you know, quite a connection there in College Station. I mean, it's all so surreal, you know. I'm a Denver Bronco now, and you know, I guess I gotta, you know, say it to myself, you know, about 10 times before I go to sleep. It's all so surreal, and I'm just taking it, you know, one day at a time. I'm just trying to enjoy the moment right now.
Do you remember the first time you ever hit a quarterback?
Little League football. I remember it, and you know, it's amazing, you know, to think about how far I've come and all the teammates that I've had, and I'm on all the teams that I've been on, all the good ones, all the bad ones, and all the adversity that we all been through. It's pretty surreal. And I was talking to my mom and my dad last night, and we were like, you know, who would have ever thought that I would be in a situation? And I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I feel, you know, extremely blessed to be here, and I'm just anxious, you know, to prove myself to all my teammates and all the Denver Broncos fans.
What was that in Little League football, and what'd you do to the poor kid?
I at first I started off playing like offensive center and like offensive guard, and you know, my Little League coach, we needed to find, like, you know, we had to get, you know, pass rush on the other side, and you know, I was one of those guys. I was gonna do whatever it took, you know, to get to the quarterback. Just, you know, say hut, and it doesn't matter. I'ma go. So I think my first time getting a quarterback sack, I jumped over the line. They said, hey, and I just jumped over the line and grabbed him. I just held on. So it wasn't really a tackle. I just jumped over and I grabbed him, and all my teammates just rallied to the ball. And, you know, I did that quite a few times before they, you know, could grasp, you know, what I was doing. You know, this is my first year in Little League football. I wish it was still that easy. Sir? Oh, no, I'm a you know, to tackle Mr. Elway. I'm a fan, and it's you know, it's pretty surreal, you know, to have, you know, Mr. Elway here, and you know, talking about, you know, me. It's crazy. Like, this whole thing is surreal, and I'm just, you know, living in the moment. Everybody here is a great player. Everybody here was that guy at their university, at their school. And, you know, here what separates, you know, all the good players, in my opinion, is just working and staying at it. Who can be the most consistent? And I feel like I've proven that I can be consistent in the college level. And I just want to, you know, come here and produce. Whatever my role is on the team, I just want to, you know, find that and contribute to wins. And, you know, I'm a team guy. I want to put my teammates in great situations, and you know, I just want to get it done. I want to come in and you know, help the team win. It's all about wins.
You were asked yesterday on the phone about Owens Doonerville. What kind of damage, you know, you got to bring a smile to your face with him on one side, you on the other side. I know you haven't even taken a snap in practice, but thoughts go through your head about what you guys are capable of, you know, and the nightmares you can create for defensive coordinators.
Oh, it's extremely crazy. I'm just you know, anxious to, you know, get with Elvis and you know, just be a sidekick. And I think I could relieve some of the pressure off those guys with Mr. Ayers in the middle and Elvis Doomerville on the outside. I think we can all work together as a team, and you know, I'd be a sidekick. I take on the bad guys for him, and you know, it's all about, you know, contributing to wins. I just want to come in, you know, find my role, and do whatever it takes to contribute to wins.
What did Tim DeRuiter, the defensive coordinator, do for you in your senior year? He had 1 year down there, but what did he do to help you become the player that you are, the pass rusher that you are?
He did everything. Yeah, he was like a wizard there. And you know, right when he first came in, we were working on the offseason, and he found spots. He found ways to put me in great situations. He had me rushing, you know, off the edge in the boundary. You know, he had me at the middle linebacker spot rushing the A-gap. It was just all kinds of schemes that he set up, you know, to put me in great situations. And I'm grateful to have, you know, a defensive coordinator like that, a wizard like that. And he put us all in great situations. We were able to, you know, win quite a few games on defense alone. We had played, you know, Nebraska game. There were no touchdowns scored. And, you know, it was 9-6. And mainly it was because we were playing great defense. And Coach DeRuiter, he was a big part of that. He came in. He told us what it took, you know, to get the defense back, you know, on the – back on the, you know, the wrecking crew days, back on the, you know, the glory days of, you know, great Texas A&M defenses, and you know, he put us all in great situations. He was a wizard, and I was very fortunate, you know, to have a coach like that.
Don, do you think you'd be standing there now if your dad had let you transfer?
Probably not. You know, who knows? You know, God works in mysterious ways. So, you know, I'm just fortunate and blessed, you know, to have this opportunity, you know, to prove myself.
Were you upset when he didn't let you transfer?
No, I wasn't upset. My dad, he's my dad. He's always been my dad. And, you know, him and Coach Sherman, they kind of got that, you know, that same vibe, you know. And when my dad, you know, he said something, it's not, I mean, you don't want to do it, but it's not like you can second guess it. You know, at least, you know, in my family, I respect my mom and my dad, you know, a lot. So when they tell me something, I just try to honor that. You know, I just ride with their opinion. And he told me to go back to school. And, it all played out. Thanks, Dad.
Was it kind of tough love? I mean, did you understand why he was telling you that?
And whenever my dad tells me a lot of stuff, I don't understand immediately. But you know, I just trust him. I'm a big family guy. So I trust my dad in his decision. We're all in together. And you know, when he asked me to do something, he's always giving me great advice. He's always told me to do stuff where I thought, you know, it wouldn't be the right decision, but it always played out. Back in high school, you know, I wanted to transfer when I got moved to defensive end, and you know, I guess that was a good decision for him to keep me there too. And you know, I'm blessed to have, you know, a great father, a great mother, a great, you know, former head coach with Coach Sherman, and you know, I just feel, you know, extremely, you know, grateful just to have all these amazing people in my life.
Told you where to play here now?
Oh, no. I haven't really had the chance to, you know, sit down and talk with him, but I'm sure he had great advice for me. Coach Sherman, he's already given me great advice on coming in and how to take that first step, you know, to being a great teammate.
Yeah, Mark, who did you study growing up?
Who did
you like to, like, watch play? Who were
some
of your heroes? As players, in the NFL, did you had
your
game after anyone?
For some reason, I thought I was an offensive guy. I wanted to play like slot receiver, running back. So I always watch, you know, like Emmitt Smith, you know, Michael Irvin. I really watched running backs a lot. We had NFL. I was fortunate to have the NFL channel early, you know, in my childhood, and we used to just keep it on. And I used to watch, you know, Walter Payton, you know, Gale Sayers, and all those guys. I always thought I was an offensive guy. I thought I would be a running back. So. You know, it's you know, everything, you know, works out. Everything happens for a reason. And if I was a running back, I probably wouldn't, you know, be here right now.
Well, there are a lot of teams that obviously could have taken you. How far back did you think that you would be a Denver Bronco? I mean, as you start to get through the process and talk to teams multiple times?
I never ever thought it was, you know, it was it was just, you know, surreal when they picked me. I never ever, you know, saw myself with any team. I mean, of course, you know, you see stuff, and I had one guy make a picture, and it had, like, photoshopped me in, like, a Denver Broncos uniform. That was the only picture that I had like that, so I was like, you know, dang, it'd be, you know, that might look good. But I never ever thought that I would be on, you know, on a team or anything like that. I just, you know, was taking it one day at a time and just, you know, going with the motion.
Where'd you get that picture, and who gave it to you?
I got it, my little brother, actually. He got it off of Google, and somebody had posted it, and it was just like a Photoshop Texas A&M picture, and it had like the Broncos uniform with the helmet and everything, and you know, the things that you can do with computers these days. Yeah, it really just looked like I was in Mile High Stadium with the uniform on, and I guess that was a sign early, because that was the only picture that I had like that. I really enjoyed being in College Station with my teammates and my brothers. And I had promised my mom that I'd get my degree, but the thing that really brought me back was just being there in College Station. I enjoyed the fans. I enjoyed the 12th man. And I just enjoyed being in College Station with all the guys there. I really had no reason, you know, to leave. We had great guys coming back. we had a chance to, you know, be a good team my senior year. I was going to play a different role. It was going to help me become a, you know, a better player. But really, I just enjoy being with my teammates. And, everything worked out. I was able to, you know, come back, and we were able to have, you know, a successful, you know, season at Texas A&M. And, I really enjoyed it. It was, it really never was, you know, for the money for me. My mom and dad, you know, they're not, you know, millionaires or anything like that. But I've been blessed to have, you know, a financially stable household where I could just, you know, focus and just play football. So, you know, it really wasn't for the money with me. And I just wanted to play football. People were saying that it would be a rookie scale and all that stuff. But, you know, I wasn't worried about that. Football is always going to be football. And the guys that, you know, that play this game at an elite level will always be those guys. And, I just wanted to come back and play football.
How was the labor stuff that's been going on? And it's been so crazy this weekend. How has that affected maybe your draft experience and what you're going to be going through here today, not knowing what's going to happen going forward?
It hasn't really affected any of the rookies at all. I feel like we all just blocked that out and just, you know, focus, you know, on the event. We just focused on, the draft. We really enjoyed, you know, the opportunity that we had to go out there and walk across the stage and shake Mr. Goodell's hand. And, we just blocked all that stuff out. It's been going on for so long now that it's just like, you know, it's just right there. You know, people really don't, you know, people don't really get affected by it. And, we just blocked that out and we're able to enjoy the moment. I'm gonna come in. I'll play Sam linebacker, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to contribute to wins. If that means, you know, playing on the punt team, punt return, kickoff return. I was talking to the offensive coordinator earlier. Maybe we could, you know, draw up some offensive plays, you know, for me or something. You know, but I just want to do whatever it takes to contribute to wins. Obviously my strength is just, you know, third down coming off the edge, and I will be able, you know, to take a little bit of pressure off for Mr. Elvis Dumervil and Mr. Ayers and all those guys. And, I just want to be a sidekick and help those guys, you know, be the best players that they can possibly be.